Welcome to the Dan and Cody Podcast.
This is the Dan and Cody Podcast.
A toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody Podcast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
This is our 20th episode, man.
20th episode!
I can't believe it. We have a cake.
We did. We have a cake. Who made the cake again?
Susie Cakes. But if we say their name again, they got to pay us. We got a very nice cake.
We got a cake place. From S Cakes.
Yeah.
You'll never know what the S stands for.
I'm going to eat it. I'm pissed because I can't eat it right now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Jenny.
Well, nobody wants to hear you with cake in your mouth.
That's true. So how was... We haven't talked since...
December. A lot's happened in our lives.
What happens? What's going down?
What's happened, man? There's so much. I got engaged.
Woo!
I'm going to be a married man.
Hooray! Congrats, buddy.
That's right. I said yes.
He said yes.
She got down on all of her extremities.
You were going to say all fours.
Well, I did. She got down on all fours. She collapsed. She was unconscious. And then, luckily, they resuscitated her, and I said, I can't imagine my life without you, so will you marry me? She passed out again.
And then you woke her up and were like, we said yes.
Gave her some bath salts, and she said yes.
Nice. Hell yeah. That's
love.
Awesome, dude.
Love, yeah, no.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, we went to Oregon. It was cold. It was rainy. It was the perfect setting.
Hell yeah.
And that for me, that is the perfect setting because the real sunshine is that moment.
Exactly. You know? And every setting with your wife or girlfriend, a fiance, is the perfect setting. So it really doesn't matter what is around.
It really doesn't matter. And, you know, like, we're going to get married sooner than later at this point. And she's really into the planning thing. She's like, we need this, we need that.
And they all are.
I know they are. It's something about
it. It's a plot.
And what's funny is, like, I'll look at her, and I'll look at her square in the eyes, and I'm like, baby, I'll get married to you in a garbage can. I don't give a shit where we get married.
How big is the garbage can?
I was thinking maybe we have, like, the backdrop of a garbage can.
Right.
Or like a cornucopia garbage can.
Like a... Like an industrial Chipotle. Like edgy.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Fair workers.
Yeah. Fair workers. E. coli. Want to take that
whatever.
Off the menu.
They're giving away free burritos. But no, I mean, it was it's a big step in my life. I feel that I've become more of an adult, even though this podcast doesn't show that.
No, you have. You totally have.
I am so mature.
You walked in here with a new edge.
I had some swagger.
Yeah.
I had some fiance swagger.
Yep. You sure did.
Thank you.
Now, here's my advice to you. Good luck spelling it correctly.
What's
fiance.
That?
I still don't understand which one it is. Is it the two E's for if you're talking about the girl, or is it the one E with the thing on top?
I thought it was basically Beyonce with an F.
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's definitely
well,
not.
Well, then
it.
I have failed that. Okay.
It's like if you're talking about your fiance is a man, then it's two E's?
Oh, really? That's the E's matter?
Or yeah, the
no.
E's. There's a lot of
no.
E's.
No.
Yes.
So you're telling me if Beyonce was a man, she'd be Beyonce?
If she was your fiance.
But yeah.
But then it's one E for if she is talking about you.
Yeah.
Or reverse.
I mean, that's like diamond and gold. It's too fiancé for me.
It's a conundrum. It is a conundrum.
Conundrum.
But and then the other thing is somebody told me this, a wise friend. They were like, you can't take away the planning process from your fiancé because like you started planning your wedding like last month, but she's been planning this wedding her whole life. So that's why it's so like...
Unless she's been married twice.
Right. Well, no, she's been... It's all the same. It's the same plan.
They all have the same...
It's just all variations. Mm-hmm. But just like they've been thinking about it forever. You've been thinking about it for like 6 months prior.
Maybe.
If that. Yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe a day.
I literally just stumbled on an engagement ring and I said, I got to give it to somebody.
Yeah. You Googled what you do... In life.
I basically
like,
Googled...
Go to the store, take a shower, marry a woman, and you're like, well, that's number 7.
That's right.
Exactly. 7 on my list.
What do you do after you won't? What do you do to live with a girl?
Marriage.
Marriage. So.
Well, that's good. So, and like, you guys haven't lived together either.
No, we just moved in as of Saturday last week. We moved into a place together.
It's a lot of changes,
dude. The last 3 months, my life has been so fun.
Yeah,
and it's been an up and down roller coaster filled with all kinds of crazy shit.
And you were commuting too. That's intense. To see you.
It'll be nice to like have like friends in one place. Not that I didn't love the friends all over the world, because I love you guys.
Friends in low places. Song about it.
What's crazy is like I view Madeline as she's like. It's like one of those old school movies where it's like Victorian England and the woman's wearing the bustier and she's like this fancy girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm like Huck Finn, but I'm like, hey there. Hello there, ma'am. Would you like a turkey?
Oi, girl.
Oi, lady. You looking pretty today. You want to go with me down to the market?
You want to spot a day?
And that's like I'm the garbage man.
Right.
And she came out one day, threw the garbage away, and she's like, well, I'm alone. That's what I got.
Sweep the chimney, sir.
Sweep the chimney. So I got pretty lucky that an Upper East Side gal ended up falling for a garbage man.
That's great. That should be a movie.
It is.
I think we just.
I think I actually just gave away the plot to Made in Manhattan.
But, I mean, that's awesome, dude. Me and Jenny were once in a long distance thing for a while because I graduated before her.
And you moved out here?
No. I graduated before her and moved back to D.C. And then she still had a.
How far was Frostburg from D.C.?
About 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
I would say. Yeah. So it sucked, but that time apart makes conversations more important and also the relationship more intense. Mm-hmm. I feel because you have time apart to where you can like stew and like build like your own love for that person away.
That's
sweet,
man.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good way to kind
of
like.
But it's good. Like you both have your own vision of each other and there's a lot more imagining what each other are doing apart, which makes, I feel, the
combination of bringing them back together that much more special.
Cause,
right?
Yeah, because then your time together is like. Holy shit, this is awesome, because I missed you so much, and you're in my head as perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But no, then you start to see him every day, and it becomes less perfect every day. Help me! No, I'm kidding.
Can I rip this goddamn mic out of here? But so your big thing, so give me three tips.
Three tips.
Three tips between now and marriage day. Give it to me.
Okay. Good... Couple friends are trying to take credit for this, but I think Kevin Chapatti, my buddy who beat me up in middle school, remember him? I was telling you about him.
Kevin Chapatti, yeah, I remember him.
He told me before I got married, when you get married, after you say I do, when you turn around and you face everybody, that like to just stand there for a couple beats and like look at everybody. Because that's one of the last times in your life that you will have all of those people in one spot celebrating you, happy as fuck.
Well, I'm excited.
Really cool.
I'm excited to turn and see all of Madeline's family as all of my family rides up in horse-drawn carriages.
They're coming. The Fredericks are coming.
They're going to come strong. I know they
will.
Coming out
of the
woodwork. They will. They'll come out of the woodwork. That's one.
Advice number two.
Yes.
As you get closer to your wedding, ask people for shit. They will say yes all the time because they feel...
I'm really bad about that. Madeline will tell you. I'm terrible at it.
Do it.
What do you mean? Like, ask them for shit.
Like, just be like, oh, yeah, there's some wedding stuff I got to take care of. Can you, like, mail this stuff? They'll be like, yes, of course. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, they'll do it. You'd be like, day of the wedding. You'd be like, hey, can you go get these sandwiches that I ordered? And they'll be like, yeah, of course. Or like, can you pick up my tux? Like, you can just get shit.
I'm getting married, and I need you to pick up my sandwiches.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
But like,
yeah, I'm going to take advantage of that sandwich move a lot.
Seriously. Brandon, he just got married. Congratulations.
Congrats, Brandon.
He told Dustin day of the wedding, go get him a printer. He fucking got it.
I need a printer, Brandon. Yeah, I know.
Good on you, Dustin. He bought him a fucking printer. Jesus Christ. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I don't really know my neighbors yet. But I feel like that is a good icebreaker.
Yeah, you could be like, hey, man, I'm getting married. Can you mow my lawn? They might say yeah.
Hey, man, I'm getting married. Seriously. Could you go get me and my lady a couple sandwiches?
I would do it. And Michael, would you do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect. Prepare for that late night 2 a.m. text, my friend.
If you are about to get married, ask people for shit.
Madeline's wanting a chicken parm sub. I'm meant married to her. Get me that chicken parm sub.
You can get it. I bet someone will go get it for you. I'll get it for you.
Thanks, buddy. That's two.
That's two. Okay.
So ask. So the first one's turn around and look at everybody. Second one's ask people for shit.
Yep. Yeah.
Third one is.
Third one is. I got to make this one count. Eat at your wedding. It's hard. It's very hard to eat. People grab you. They want to take a picture of you. You have a good opportunity to go around to all the tables and say hello to everyone while they're seated. But that means you don't eat. You got to eat. Because the food's going to be good. And that's like the coolest shit. One of the coolest parts of your wedding is to like eat all that badass food.
Okay.
So definitely eat.
Eat.
And bonus.
But the nice thing is I can be like, hey, everybody, we're getting married.
Right.
Go get Madeline and I some sandwiches.
There you go. And bonus one for you, a quick one.
Yeah.
Wear your jacket the whole wedding.
Done.
Because then if you take it off, you look like the groomsman.
Well, it could be in Kansas City. And the middle at the end of October, so I would be too afraid to take it off.
Yeah, don't take it off.
Because I'll freeze.
Don't you do it.
So
that's dude, awesome, dude.
Well, I appreciate I mean, it's been a busy couple months for you.
We've been busy.
What's happening, man?
We've been getting busy.
What does that mean?
It's baby time.
What?
Kitty time.
Woo! What are you naming it?
Cody.
Brilliant. I love it. I love it. The one thing about it that I don't love.
What?
Actually, it's perfect.
Girl, Frederica.
Frederica. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. That sounds Italian or Spanish or something.
Cody or Frederica.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
No, I don't know, man.
But you don't know. How long? How long has she been pregnant?
Forever.
And you're sure it's yours?
I mean, we have a taping of Mari in about 8 months.
Okay, cool.
Taping them more.
You're going to do the blood test.
We're going to do the test.
Nice move.
I got my dance all ready when it isn't mine.
So you're going to have... So she's like, well, I don't know, Dan. Could you bring the mailman out, Maury?
I go to Maury. I'm 1,000% sure, Maury, that I am not the father. Look at his nose. Look at his nose. I only make boys. People go on there and they say they only make boys.
Yeah, because it's not real.
It's not real.
Those are the people that don't know. You know.
They don't know. But no, Jenny, you're what, 3 months?
13 weeks. So, yeah.
Oh my God. So how does that as a man? Okay, so here's the thing. My brother's had two kids.
Right.
My youngest brother's had one. He had one in December. Right?
Congrats.
Yeah, good for him. So they've had all these kids and they're like, oh yeah, it's an amazing feeling and all this, blah, 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 blah. How are you feeling emotionally?
Emotionally?
Are you scared?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think you're really going to be a good dad?
I don't know. It's yet to be determined. But I don't really... I feel different in the sense that like I want to be better at things.
That's cool. That makes sense.
You know? And I'm not like, I don't know what those things are, but I need to be better at basically all aspects. But like, I have more energy. So like when I work out, I'll be like,
baby,
I'm more driven to be physically fit.
Like you feel that really?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a drive.
Interesting.
I'm building.
Maybe I should just have a baby for drive.
Yeah, get your fuck a Fitbit, get a kid.
I know, it's like
you just strap a kid picture and then you're like gonna do stuff.
There's a baby there. I need to work harder. Yeah. Whether it's mine or not.
There it is. Yeah. I'm just gonna put any kid.
Yeah, any baby.
Grab a picture of any baby.
That's pretty amazing, man. So you feel the drive. So instead of like, oh, I'm not gonna get this 85% lean beef. I'm going to get the 95% lean
beef.
Well,
we're not there yet, Cody.
Oh, okay.
We're not there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm still eating
like
a pig.
I made an assumption.
I'm eating like a pig. But, yeah, I feel more obligated to be more physically fit.
Okay.
So that I can, like, roll around with the kid, not get all tuckered out, and, like, not have to, like, getting up and things. let's see. I feel more... connected to Jenny, whereas like before I would be like, okay, have fun walking to the store.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what's going to happen when she walks to that store? Could she fall? Could somebody punch her in the stomach? Like, you know, I like think about
dude,
that.
Dude, you got to watch out, man.
Yeah.
People do randomly punch people in the stomach.
They do it. Have you seen?
So you're telling me the only reason you're like feeling closer to Jenny is because you're worried about the life of your baby and not hers?
Well, it's double. It's doubled. It's doubled now.
It's doubled now. Okay. Before you'd be like, yeah, bitch, get me some milk. Now it's like, oh, bitch, can you carry that milk?
I would still care.
I'm kidding.
You know?
You don't call her bitch.
Yeah.
You call her sweet, loving lady that's having my baby.
That's it.
Our baby.
Yeah. But, you know, everything else, it's like, I know that we'll be able to figure it out.
That's awesome.
Figure it out. It's just like anything. You figure shit out. Like,
do you really know anything?
I mean, I've listened to several audiobooks, and it's basically like Jenny's gonna cry, and
you gotta be there.
Yeah, and you gotta change his fucking diapers. Shit,
diapers.
I can't.
I don't do well with that area of any body.
I've watched a lot of dads puke on YouTube changing diapers. It's just I'm not looking forward to that at all. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
I get it.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, man, I'm super happy for you.
Thanks, dude.
It's pretty awesome. I do have to say that my brother's kids are the most incredible thing to me in the world, and I'd like to do anything for them. So I get it. I get the connection, because even though I'm not like their dad, I feel a strange connection to those kids. So it's I get it, man. I could see why you'd look forward to it.
With more and more ultrasounds and stuff, I think it'll be more of. I'll be even more in tuned, but right now it doesn't really look like a person.
You should start drawing your baby.
Just draw it.
Start drawing a baby and be like, this is what I thought you were going to look like. And then like do a before and after, even though they weren't even before.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Art. That would be kind of cool.
It's art.
I know our baby has already listened to several movies in the womb.
Nice. Anything specific?
Trumbo.
Oh, really? What do you think the baby thought?
I don't know. I hope he didn't like it, because it was okay.
Okay.
It's listened to The Force Awakens.
Oh, very nice.
It's listened to The Revenant.
Force Awakens, The Revenant?
Huh?
Twice?
Force Awakens, not twice. You saw it once. I saw it once with you.
No, I saw it twice.
Oh, it's listened to Force Awakens twice.
Ditto.
The Revenant.
Yes.
What other movies has it listened to? We watch a lot.
It's that time of year.
And a lot of Teen Mom, too. Me and Jenny are watching a lot of Teen Mom.
You better cut that off.
You better cut that off. And that's the other thing that I find comfort in, is that there are a lot of fuckheads out there who have like 6 kids, and they're doing it.
That means you can handle one.
Yeah, we can handle one.
They're not doing it. They're deadbeat dads.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids more not well off than
that's true than
this one.
That's true.
Well, but dude, yeah,
you're gonna make a great dad.
Thanks, man.
Jenny, you're gonna make a great mom.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Michael, you're gonna make a great uncle.
If you guys need anything, with the exception of a late night sandwich, I will be there.
Oh, I'm gonna ask you for shit. I think the same rules apply for
you're gonna test it, aren't you?
Yeah,
Cody. I need a printer. No problem.
Cody, bro. Let me get that printer, son.
Yo, I need a printer. Why? Oh, yo, why? I'm having a baby. Yeah, no. I'm getting you a printer.
Dude, that printer printed one. That's funny. That printer printed Brandon's vows once for the day. They bought a got
brand. He got Dustin. A brand new printer Dustin. Just to print his vows.
That's it.
My God.
He Googled them. No, he didn't Google them.
He Googled them.
He wrote them, and then he printed them out.
Yeah, he wrote them. He cut and pasted them from other people's.
Yeah. He Googled awesome vows.
Awesome vows, top 10 vows, and then he put them all together in a workable speech.
Good vows with the words Jillian in it. It's like a Mad Libs. Mm. You have to adjective, noun, name of fiance. Mm. I'll send you the link.
Okay, I'll read it. I'd love to see it.
I'm just kidding.
Anything that would say great vows with the words Madeline?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Seriously, it's Mad Libs.
Oh, Mad Libs. Okay, perfect.
It's called Mad Libs Wedding. I'm just kidding.
I feel like I've gained a good 15 pounds. And you want to know what? I weighed myself, and I did.
You definitely did.
I have gained some weight. I'm feeling hunky. I can't wear my shirts anymore. My girlfriend looks at me, and she's like, you're just the way I want you.
You got to get a Fitbit.
Dude, a Fitbit's not going to help me lose weight. All a Fitbit does is tell me all of the activity I'm not doing.
I dig Fitbit. I got one for Christmas.
And you're wearing it?
It's charging.
Because that is why Fitbits are garbage.
Because I use it so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're so active, Fitbit needs to be recharged every day?
It's supposed to last for 5 days. I blow mine out in 3.
Damn.
Just from all the steps.
Really?
All the steps D is doing in the new year.
Oh, my God. Well, that's amazing.
Fitbit's fun. It's cool. It's a good way to track your heart rate.
Uh-huh.
Your calories.
Yes.
Your steps.
How does it count your calories?
You have to put
your food in, don't you?
You plug in your weight. Plug in your weight and height into the app.
Yeah, but how does that count your calories?
It counts
what you burn.
Yeah, because it figures what's burnt. But you can add your food in, like what's it called? Like Lose It.
Yeah, like Lose It.
You can do it like
that. How do you feel about this, like, knowing your body revolution?
I like it. Well, I like it, but I think it can be used for evil, too.
For evil?
Yeah, people, like, okay, let's say I work for Nabisco, and I want to pay Fitbit and lose it, like, 30 grand to see who and what ages are eating my fucking Nilla wafers.
Oh.
You know?
So you're saying, like, oh, I need this information. Yeah. I got to get my way in to see, like, how I can get into their mouths better.
And how we can corner these fuckers.
Oh, okay.
So I bet they're selling that shit. Like, you know, like, Lose It is like, hey, Pizza Hut, I know exactly 16 to 24 when and where they're eating pizzas. And what also they're eating.
That's
so
fair.
So Pizza Hut could pay Lose It money and be like, what snacks are they having after they eat the pizza so that we can sell that shit? You know? So it's like, well, most people who eat pizza normally have a brownie afterwards.
I see.
And then Pizza Hut's like, we're going to roll out a fucking brownie cookie pizza.
I see. So it's like DiGiorno says, oh, I know I sold all of these pepperonis, but it looks like kids between the ages of 18 and 12 are enjoying themselves a Supreme pizza.
Bingo.
How do we sell these Supreme pizzas to more kids?
Exactly. So they,
damn,
at some point, they're going to sell your information. So I don't like that side. It can be used for evil.
It's terrible.
But on a personal level, it's good because you can track what you're doing. You can like compete with your friends. Or you can like daily outstep your friends. I'm killing y'all, Marshall and Tara and Nicole. Killing you on a stiff.
Oh, you've got a competition.
Yeah.
So it breeds that competitive nature.
Yeah. Like you can be like,
all right,
we're starting a daily step thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'll look at my phone and I'll be at work. And Tara Nicole is up to like 10,000 steps and it's like 2 p.m. And then I come home and I'm like, motherfucker, what is she doing at work?
Nice.
She just walked. She's paid to run or something.
Shaking her arm like this.
Yes. That actually happens. I like when I had my Fitbit on and I rented a rented truck for Prop Store, I was driving and I looked at it and it was like, because it vibrates your wrist hard as a motherfucker, and it told me that I did 10,000 steps, but really it was the vibrations of the steering wheel that was giving me the steps.
That was helping you out with the walking.
Exactly.
That's really. Where do you think that this is heading? I mean, really, what it is? It's like personalized healthcare, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's personalized health management.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about 20 years ago. I mean, when you were a kid, what did you have? A scale?
You had
to have the ability to be like, well, I guess I can throw another exercise tape on in the VHS.
Right. Pop on Jane Fonda and sweat it out.
Dude, I'd go to bed, right? And I'd come upstairs and my mom's in like skin clothes. And she's doing like little Jane Fonda videos.
Your hot ass mom.
And I'm just like, Mom, I gotta go to bed. Calm it down with these.
Stop shaking the house.
Stop
please?
Shaking the house with all these moves. She had some good moves. Mommy had some good moves.
I'd be lying if I told you I didn't do Jane Fonda with my dad and my sister in the basement. We were like, I don't know why, but they always laid out a blanket and then we would do it.
I'd be lying if I didn't think that was weird.
But we'd do the exercise.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Together as a family.
Together as a
family. That was your bonding Wednesday evening.
Fit and free. Hills.
You kids ready for Fonda? Yeah, Danny. Put out the blanket.
Yeah, they had all these great songs, and it was fun.
That's cool. Times. Well, I'd wake up early in the morning when I was probably six, and my mom would always have it on some exercise channel. I don't know if she was working out because I don't remember that, but I remember watching it, and everybody's in the triangle. You had the person up front leading it, and then you had the assistants to be like, oh, if they're doing it too, I can do it.
The minions. It's the same formula.
Yeah.
I mean, even with like Tony Horton stuff, like there's Tony, who's the leader, and then in the back, now they use those people as the people who do the exercise a little different, the variation people. So you can be like, I'm doing it like Brenda today. Because I'm a little hurt. Or then you're like, you want to go hard like Jake, and then you can do it his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the personal fitness revolution is crazy. There's like a scale that you step on, and it tells you everything, not just weight now. This is different. There's an alarm clock you have to step on now, so you have to get out of bed instead of hit the snooze.
It just always comes back to me, like, knowing that I got to go run. I hate that.
It's hard. And there's a thing. There's this, like, you can put your heart. Somebody put a heart in a sack, like a electronic, like, sack with all these sensors on it. And it can sense when you're going to have a heart attack or, like, when something is fucking up. And then it, like, triggers electronic sensors to, like, combat what's going to happen. So this heart can beat forever.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we kind of have... We do have, like, pacemakers, which kind of do the same thing.
Right, but this is more, like, interactive, I guess.
Really?
So a pacemaker can be like, oh, my God, your heart's fucked.
So the health revolution basically leads to the cyborg revolution.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. But we're going to have to label them in sports.
Personally.
Get a new league.
It's true. We need a cyborg NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Cyborg soccer.
Round them up.
You know, for me, I can't imagine if I'm still alive during the cyborg revolution, which I hope I am.
We will.
I want them to put some chips on my brain.
We'll be cyborgs.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm into it. I'm open to it.
What about like what aside from like becoming a cyborg? Like, think about you see cyborgs in the coolest way, like superheroes or villains.
Are we talking cyborg right? Like? T-100 cyborg?
Like
T-100,
like, yeah, like you could go like that. Robot. T-100 or, no, I'm talking like T-1000. You're a human being and you have an enhancement.
Right.
Right? Like, oh, I'm the Million Dollar Man, right? Right? The Million Dollar Man. Or, oh, look, somebody replaced my arm with this animatronic, like Will Smith.
And, like iRobot.
Like an iRobot, right?
I'm fine with
so
all that.
So all of that's cool. It's amazing. But what you don't ever see in pop culture world is you don't see these guys with like regular gigs.
What do you mean?
Like, what about the guy that works at KFC that's got this cyborg leg and he's like lifting up loads and loads of chicken into the fryer?
Well, then it's like the negative connotation and then they're handy.
Well, I mean, now he's like capable. Now he's being more productive because he can lift more chicken.
So he should get a raise.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, at least to cover the cost of that cyborg leg.
So you're asking why aren't we paying attention to him?
Well, I mean, I just think we should focus more on those stories.
He's doing chicken stuff.
Well, I mean, maybe he can. Maybe it's a story about a man who's held down, and he's had this cyborg leg his whole life, and nobody's ever really recognized it. And they're like, "Oh my God, now you have a cyborg leg! I want you to join my track team." Then he gets a full ride scholarship to UCLA. And then he gets in the Olympics, but he's hidden that he's got a cyborg leg.
Well, before that, he has to have some problem in college, like being friends with people, and they make fun of his leg.
Yeah, you need to show the beat down. That. Exactly.
Hey, asshole! Nice leg, robot. Something like that.
It's true. Yeah. What up, leggy? Yeah.
Or like someone takes it, tries to use it, and then they hurt themselves.
I agree.
And they realize how much of a freak he is because it helps him.
Agreed.
Yeah, and then he has a rise. Then he meets a girl.
he falls in love and he has other cyborg babies.
Right.
The well, end.
He'd have regular babies still, wouldn't he? They wouldn't immediately come out and be cyborgs.
No, in this future they have genetically altering cyborgs. So.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd watch that movie.
I would, yeah.
But it'd be boring with the chicken parts.
True.
So anyways, fuck cyborgs. They're teens. They're dying because they are mixing Mountain Dew and racing fuel.
I saw that.
Isn't that ridiculous? And there's somebody I was listening to on the radio, and this guy was like, why is racing fuel so accessible to children? It's ridiculous that this is in the stores. And I was like, are you a fucking imbecile? These, yo, dumbass kids should not put racing fuel in fucking Mountain Dew.
Well, first of all, this explains why you're worried about Jenny walking the streets at night.
Because kids are on racing fuel.
Like basically drinking racing fuel. When I was a kid, you couldn't access it. So obviously some times have changed and they've loosened some racing fuel laws.
Right. But I mean, to blame the store clerk who's selling racing fuel at a gas station.
I mean, these kids were what? How old were these kids? 15, 16 years old?
Yeah, and they call it Dewshine.
Well, they call it Dewshine.
Yo, you want some Dewshine?
Because you get like super hyped up from the caffeine, and then you get super high from gas.
Bro, we're gonna play fucking Destiny all night, bro, and then some Halo on our Dewshines.
Terrible. I can easily explain this. This isn't Obama's fault, okay? This isn't a store clerk's fault. This isn't anything. This is kids being stupid.
Just fucking
stupid.
Because
that's what kids do. I mean, when I say to you, what's the dumbest thing you did when you were between the ages of 14 and 18? Go.
Snorted sugar. Smoked hay. I peed in a water balloon. And it let a toddler put it in its mouth, but it didn't pop.
Perfect.
Different day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You?
I ate the inside of a bee. I tried to make a hot air balloon out of fucking plastic.
That's right.
And rubbing alcohol with a thing. You know, I did all kinds of dumb shit. Why? Because I'm stupid.
Right.
How do you just eat the inside of a bee?
Somebody told me, okay, the story behind this, I lived next to this kid whose family originally was from Australia or some shit, or South Africa, I don't know. He was weird, but he was the only kid in my neighborhood. And he's like, hello there, Cody. You should come outside and we should hang out. And I went outside and we're catching bees because that's what you do when you're a kid. You catch bugs. And he's like, you know, bees make honey. And I'm like, yes, I'm very aware of this. He's like, you know where they keep the honey? Inside of them.
Got it. Is he Australian?
So, yeah. He was born in Australia. Yeah. And so I was kind of blown away by it. But he's like, yeah, try this. It's sweet. And we cut open this bee, and I fucking ate the inside of a bee, you know?
Did it taste like honey?
No, it was terrible. It's just a bad idea, but, you know, I'm a kid. You do dumb stuff.
Listen to this. But we didn't die. We didn't do this dumb.
Yeah, because we didn't have access to racing fuel.
Dewshine, a mixture of Mountain Dew and methanol-based racing fuel, is likely the cause of recent deaths of two Tennessee teens. Two other boys who drank the mixture at a party last week were hospitalized. Oh my God.
I mean, you're drinking gas. It's like, no, it's a terrible idea. I'm sorry. This is just dumb kids, man. Being dumb. There's no other excuse to that other than kids are stupid. It explains the kid that ran off to Mexico with his mom that had probation problems because he was drinking. And there was that video of him, you know, at a party after he'd already killed people from his driving skills under the influence.
So his mom took
him to Mexico to run away from the authorities. And he just recently came back. I think it was yesterday or today. This kid's an idiot. Yeah, have you heard about this kid?
No.
Oh, my gosh. He looks crazy.
He just murdered a bunch of people in his car.
He was stupid drunk, and he hit two people, and he got off. Yeah, they call him the affluenza teen. He got off because they claimed he had the flu, but he was fucking drunk.
No, they claimed because he was too affluent because he was so spoiled. He didn't understand the repercussions of his actions if he were to go drinking and driving and kill
people.
That was his defense. And they're calling it affluenza because it's like he's just...
I honestly thought he had the flu.
He didn't know if he ran over somebody but that he would fucking go to jail.
And it worked. He got off.
That actually works? That's a Dave Chappelle sketch where he's in a car with a white guy and the white guy gets pulled over and he goes to the cop. He's like, I didn't know I couldn't do that. And they're like, okay, move it.
Get out of your gold car. Yeah.
And Mountain Dew, it makes and markets a soda called Dew Shine.
Yeah, I know. It's like a sugared Mountain Dew. Is it different? I saw it. It's in a glass bottle. But I was going to drink it, but I didn't. It
does not contain racing fuel.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Anyway, your bottom line, kids are stupid.
They're fucking stupid, but they're dying now because shit is... You seen the condom test? The condom challenge?
Never used one.
You fill it up with water, you tie a knot in it, and then no, you don't tie a knot in it. You fill it up with water and you hold it above your buddy's head and then you drop it and the condom goes over your face with the water in it. So you look like blobbed.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. It's a thing.
It's a bunch of dumb kids.
Bunch of dumbass suffocating in condoms.
So when we last left, we were waiting for the big reveal.
Right.
The big opening for the movie of our life.
The movie that broke every goddamn record.
Except it's not going to break Avatar. It might break Titanic, but it's not going to.
I thought it did break Avatar.
No, not worldwide. Avatar did $2.7 billion worldwide.
So why is Avatar 2 running away from Episode 8 already?
I don't know.
They bailed on the...
I think that's a powerhouse, man. I think Star Wars will always beat Avatar.
Yeah.
There was nothing out that year. I don't even know what came out. What was it? The Hobbit 2? Nobody gives a shit.
No one gave a shit.
Yeah. But, so, we watched it. I told you my theories.
Which were wrong.
Dead wrong.
Incredibly
and I was actually kind of pissed.
Well, maybe it still is right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Lando's boy.
I was disappointed with their use of Luke Skywalker. Or lack thereof.
Yeah, I was like, dude, where's Luke? And then it's like, oop. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, just so everybody knows.
Well, fuck you guys. If you haven't seen Star Wars yet, it's been out a month.
And do yourself a favor and get with the crew, okay?
Yeah, go to hell.
What are you, 15, drinking?
If you haven't seen it more than twice now.
Methane and Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
So, give me, what do you give it?
I gave it a 9. It's 9'd out.
No
On
shit.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah,
yeah,
why not?
9.
A 9?
Yeah. I thought it was really, really good.
Okay. Entertainment value. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely.
Did you enjoy it more the second time?
No, I actually liked it less.
What? I liked it more the second.
The thing is, I go in, see it. I saw it in Utah.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it in IMAX. You know, beautiful. Actually, the IMAX was awesome. IMAX 3D, it was great.
Nice.
And I go in and I'm like, oh my God. And then the nostalgia that it does feel like the old Star Wars in a way.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, right?
It's not prequely at all.
I mean, it certainly separates itself. And I get why they did a lot of the things that they did because they want to try and get the series back on track.
Right.
So with the whole setup of it's very similar to the first Star Wars.
Right.
I get it because they want people to be familiar and they want them to be comfortable and they want to introduce new characters you've never met.
Mm-hmm.
So why not make it...
Brilliant. I like to add brilliantly.
And actually, to be honest, I think all of the old characters, bad.
Yeah.
I thought Leia was bad.
Leia was
drunk. I thought Han was strange. Chewbacca was great, of course. He's chewy.
Yeah.
There's not much to him.
I think Leia smoked meth between takes.
I feel bad. She had no emotional face. I am curious to see what they do with Mark Hamill. And I liked him a lot. I like his look. I like that gritty looking. I've been a Jedi and I'm the only Jedi.
Well, he's new Obi-Wan.
He is.
That's what he's going to be.
He is. But what I really loved were all of the new characters.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like how they forced all of the relationships, because the movie moves so fast because they wanted to put so much action in it,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't get a lot of like moments of like growth. What bugged me, I think, more than anything, was the relationship between Finn and Poe.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, we escape, you know, we escape this ship, and then we crash land on this planet, and oh, I think Poe's dead. And then all of a sudden, oh, we see Poe and Finn together, and maybe you see them on screen together for 4 to 6 minutes. It's not that mm-hmm. long.
Well,
and then all of a sudden they see each other and they're like, bro, I got your jacket. Bro, keep that jacket. You look swaggy in that jacket.
It was a nice jacket.
It was a beautiful jacket. But I didn't care for the fact that it's like, now he's his best friend? Like, he doesn't, like, what do you want? You escape from a thing and now you're buddies?
Okay, let me try to help you out here. So, Finn is a stormtrooper. Taken away at like childhood stage.
Yep, Lando's kid. He was taken away from the
right.
Cloud City.
There's probably not a lot of time in stormtrooper training to like have friends, let alone a name. Fucking Poe named Finn. That is a big deal.
Talk about that was the most forced fucking scene of the whole movie. What's your name? 8769. No, that's terrible. I'm gonna call you Finn. Well, Come on.
But seriously, that probably resonated so much with Finn that like, hey, this guy who I'm helping
yes.
named me.
Granted.
Like, he gave him an identity. He gave him an identity.
Granted, then, I will agree with you on that, but it needed some time to breathe. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. But
it needed
like,
some time to breathe.
Time constraints.
Like, honestly, I think it will happen. Oh, you know? I think it will happen. I mean, they're using Poe as kind of a Han Solo-y figure, right?
Right. But I mean, Han and Luke weren't best friends at the end of 4. He was still kind of a dickhead at the end of episode 4.
Really, though?
Yeah, they weren't.
I mean, they're winning that award together. They're looking over at each other. They're grinning. Chewie's looking at him. He's like, yeah, we got this cool award.
They weren't that chummy, though, during the movie.
They kind of argued in
a lot of scenes.
Yeah, they did.
Like, listen, kid.
They did. And you want to know what? It was smart. It was smart because it shows growth over the period of the movies. And not only that, but it shows growth in the first movie. Whereas this one's just like, I don't know you, but we're going to do this together. Best friends. Let's go destroy a superstar.
Sticky situation, man.
Hey, man.
I get it. All right.
So there was that. That was probably my biggest beef. Everybody thinks that the scene where the guy dies.
At the beginning?
The guy dies.
they think it's like this amazing scene of acting. Like it's this like incredible acting scene. He's got this emotion in his face. And to be honest, he didn't really have.
It is for Adam Driver, I would say.
Yes.
Han, the guy, I would say meh.
Right?
He was kind of meh, but
he was meh. My storyline was better.
It was cooler, I will say that. But, I mean, yeah, to
it was.
To
It was
to,
cooler. It was a better storyline. It was a much better storyline. And it brought Luke full circle. It created some tension between the two. It would have happened. I think it would have been better.
But can we talk about the brilliance of the fact that in episodes 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, and 3, we do not have a character we know the backstory of who's a stormtrooper, and we don't know a character who we know the backstory of who is a fighter pilot, and we get that in this movie.
You could say Luke's a fighter pilot.
No, but he's a Jedi.
No,
he's always training to be a Jedi.
Yeah, but he's always been he's a fighter pilot though.
I'm talking about straight up no force. This guy is a fighter pilot and a rebel. All those guys just blew up. They would be like, hey, Luke, what's up? Ready to fight? Yup. Bye. And then they would blow up.
All right.
Poe's a character in this. A stormtrooper Finn is a character in this. And that's awesome.
No, don't get me wrong. Cool. I got to be honest with you. Huge fan of Daisy, or whatever her name
D-Rid?
Is.
D-Rid?
Daisy Ridley? Daisy Ridley. Rey. Incredible. Like, she's my favorite Jedi of all time, almost.
People are mad that there's no toys of her. They didn't make many toys featuring her.
She
needs toys.
Because her figure would have been too androgynous. Nobody would have known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, I guess making a toy of her would reveal too much. Maybe. Who knows? But all in all, you liked it? It's a good movie?
I enjoyed it. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not the best movie in the world.
He liked it in the theater, didn't he?
She hasn't seen it with me.
You haven't seen it with him?
I went opening night. I went opening day. And then I went the next night.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I was just like, okay, I got to see this. And then you listen to the moment when she touches the lightsaber and then you hear all the extra voices.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. That was before they released all that information about whose voices they were. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I just fucking hear Alec Guinness. That was amazing.
Was it Alec Guinness?
Yeah, they changed it from like, hey there, to Ray. Ray. And it's Alec Guinness. And I was just like, oh my God, that's fucking Alec Guinness.
Really?
So I was super excited that they did that.
I didn't know.
Because it's the last word that's said after it like fades off. Ray. And I'm like, what? Where's Obi-Wan's ghost? I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, no ghosts in this. I wanted to see.
That's
ghosts.
Okay. They'll do it though. They'll bring Yoda back. He's too big of like a. He's too much of a powerhouse.
I want my Yoda ghost.
I want a Yoda ghost in there.
You want puppet Yoda ghost?
I'd be okay with puppet Yoda ghost.
Or do you want CG?
When 900 years old, you each look as good.
Or do you want CG ninja Yoda ghost?
No, I did. I liked it, but no. Everybody,
you like Ninja Yoda?
Dude, I love Yoda. I'm super biased. I have Yoda socks. Love Yoda.
I was scared of Yoda when I was a kid.
Of course.
It's like, and he was,
because to be honest, in the originals,
he was annoying. I used to fast
in the, in the originals, he's kind of edgy. He's got a personality that you don't love.
He's too jokey and like a
he's
dick.
Too jokey. Doesn't take himself seriously. But when he does, you're like, oh, now I'm supposed to take you seriously.
It's like, why are you stealing fucking Luke's food and fucking with his droids?
Ultimately, the turning point in Yoda's story is when he lifts the ship out of the water. And you're like, okay, he's not fucking around.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like, for real. He's not just riding on the back of Luke, helping him like levitate rocks.
You know, like looking back, like Yoda's dick was on Luke's neck the whole time while he's like working out. That's gross.
Yeah, it is. It's really gross.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
20th episode. I'm excited. I hope we get to 40.
We will.
Because once we get to 40, I'm done.
You're hanging it up?
I quit at 40.
Get the hell out
I've
of here.
I've never done anything more than 40.
Then we'll only do 39.
Once I get to 40, I just quit.
You can't.
Well, I realize like I'm getting married at the age of probably, I'll be 32. Am I 32 now? I was born in 84. I'll be 32 in March. How do I forget my own fucking age? Anyway.
You're old.
So I'm probably get married 32. I know that's 40 years. What does that equal?
I don't do math.
42. 40 years from now, I'll be 72. So we'll be... I'm done at 40.
You're not done at 40.
Yeah, I quit at 40.
We'll see. Agree to disagree.
Agreed.
To disagree.
Agreed. Can I talk about something super heavy?
Yeah. What?
Okay, I'm going to talk about something super heavy. You ready? You ready to get emotional?
Lay it on me.
Okay, so I told you in December that my father was dying.
Yeah. You told me
he was sick.
I don't know.
He had cancer. My dad had cancer, and my dad passed.
I didn't have many details there.
Well, he had a small cell cancer that was in his body. He was 78 years old, and he passed at the... he passed on the 2nd of January.
That sucks, man.
And it's crazy. I haven't really talked about it. So I'm going to talk about it now because that's what I do. And it's a really strange thing because when a parent dies, like I've lost my grandparents and it's a strange thing to experience the loss of a grandparent, especially close ones. I was very close to my grandmother and my grandfather. And when they passed, it was hard, but I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And you experience death. Have you experienced death before in your life?
No, I'm living.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, have you experienced like somebody passing?
Yes, like all my grandparents are dead.
Were you close?
Your aunt Yeah, my aunt just died last week.
Oh, I'm sorry,
man. Sucks. Yeah.
Life's a weird thing, right?
Yeah, it's there and it's gone.
It's such a strange it's a strange thing. And as you were you young when your grandparents died?
For three of them, and then
I mean that's a lot of them.
Yeah, my grandmother I think passed in 2010. 2010 or 2011, yeah.
Well, the odd thing is like this is the first time I've experienced death as a, I would say, as an adult. Because my grandmother died in 98.
You're an adult.
Yeah, I'm an adult. And then my grandfather died in 2001.
Yeah.
So what was strange was feeling that, especially to somebody that you're that close to, mm-hmm. go. And I think it's, hands down, it's the most surreal experience I've ever had.
Right.
Because, you know, you have nightmares of seeing your parents in a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
But to really see a lifeless parent in a coffin, it really is like, is that a real thing?
It's tough. Well, it's not them, you know?
No, it's not them. And that's the weird, crazy thing about it.
Yeah, every time I've seen a grandparent or someone I know in a casket, it doesn't look like them. It always looks like
it does look shelly.
Yeah.
It looks really shelly.
Yeah. Well, they're not in there anymore.
No.
But that's the shit that freaks me out with death is that the body, and even with small animals and shit like that, Jenny, no, I can't do like dead stuff. Can't do dead cats, can't do dead birds or like...
Because of the smell?
Can't even touch them. Oh. No. Because the fact that there was life in it and now it's not there irks me so much. It's like, what is that now? You know?
Do you feel strange as you like progress through your life, right? When you're young, you don't really have to deal with this a lot. But as we get older, we're going to be experiencing this more and more and more. And how you handle it is so much more different at the age that we're at now than what we were when we were kids. When we were kids, we were like, oh my God, I don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. I'm not a religious man. I believe when you die, you die. That's right. You're build of like elements of the world. You rot and you go back into the whole system. Right. I think there's a big cycle in the universe, right? That's my belief, right? Sure. I'm energy. It goes back in the ground. It's recycled. And then sooner or later, whatever parts of me, whatever nitrogen or carbon or whatever it was, is recycled back into it and something happens, right?
Right.
So for me, I don't like really think about that. Like But as I've gotten older, strangely, I'm much more comfortable knowing that I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going to die.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Like, that's it.
Like, we're all going to...
Like, isn't that strange?
It is.
Like, you ever look in the mirror and be like, you're going to be dead.
It's motivating. Yeah.
It's like having a baby.
I mean, I look in the mirror and I say, damn, you look good. But it's always there. I know we're gonna die.
Do you feel as you get older, you realize how fragile you are?
Yeah, I visualize like getting in a car crash or like getting carjacked or getting shot or getting mugged or like I think about accidental death. That's a big fear of mine. Or like pre-death? Pre-time to go death.
Oh,
like things you can die of that you're not supposed to, you know?
Right.
That type of stuff.
Right.
So I fear that.
When do you think that kicked in?
I don't know. Maybe 30s. Early 30s.
Okay.
20s. I mean, 20s is like, fuck it.
Well, in your early 20s, it's weird because you realize that time is a thing that is finite.
Well, 20s, I didn't have a care in the world.
Really? I don't know. I thought about it a lot.
I was fucking bulletproof. Hmm. I could do anything.
You can do anything.
I could. Maybe like 28 on, that's when I started getting.
Yeah, like, I would say like you start recognizing that time is not on your side. Right. I mean, it's on your side, but it's not on your side, right?
Then things crack and tweaks and you get a little thing in your chest and you're like, is this the awnings of a heart attack? And yeah.
Well, and I think...
But I'm a worrywart to begin with, so...
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Well, always had the diseases. Always like, Mom, what is this? Always like, is this bump cancer? Is it cancer? I always freaked out about that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was really weird because as I was
It's sad, man.
It's okay. It's really strange because I think the hardest thing when you're with somebody that you know that's like close to dying, mm-hmm. and you're like, I'm not that age, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know that as I get closer and closer, I'll think about it a lot more. Because mm-hmm. as you progress, you realize, again, time is running out. And I can only imagine, like, for example, my dad, mm-hmm. like, being in that position and looking at every day is like, this could be my last day.
Yeah.
But more so in the sense of reality. Like, I could say, this could be my last day because I could get in a car accident. But that's not the reality when you're at that age. It's like, this could truly be my last day. Like this, right. There's no like, oh, I could get in a car accident. No, my body could just fail me. I can just die.
The question on your last day is, do I really want to cap it at 40 podcasts? No.
Nope.
Fuck no. You make as many as you can.
I quit at 40. Whatever it is.
And then on your last day, you're like, should have done 41.
Whatever.
But you always, that's the thing. It's like with money. It's like with goals in sports or with touchdowns, like you always want more. So like you could do all the shit that you ever wanted to accomplish on the earth, and then on your last few days, there's always going to be something in your head like, I wish I did this, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean,
it's weird.
You'll never be able to appease. You're always want one more day, I feel.
Well, I think there gets to
unless
a point.
Unless you're like fucking
in pain and you're like, yeah. you're ready to go. I think there's a part of you where you're just sick for such a long period of time. You just want to die.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's nothing that's going to make you feel better, and it's terrible, and it's just.
And like, yeah, like you said.
Your own living hell, really, is what that becomes.
When they're dead, they're not sad. They're dead. They're
yeah,
done.
That's me. So I mean,
the only people sad or upset or have to deal with it are not that person. So like. You don't really need to be sad for them.
In a strange way, you go away winning.
Yeah, it's selfish of us to want to keep them here.
Oh, totally.
You know?
Yeah, no. It's just, it's crazy. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know I haven't lost any parents, but I know when that day comes, I'm going to be a fucking wreck.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's strange. Like, I'm lucky. I'm not going to say I'm lucky, but I'm in a situation where I'm so far away that the things that would remind me of them are not here.
Where was he?
He lived in Utah.
So
the things that would remind me of him are not there as often. Whereas like my brother lives close there. There's things that are attached to it. So that thought kicks in.
Right.
But I mean, that's not to say that the thought doesn't go through my mind every day, because it does. It's just not as weighted. And I'd only see him, you know, maybe 2-3 times a year, just because of travel and whatever it may be at this point in my life. But it's weird. It's just a strange experience.
Yeah. I can't even imagine, man.
No, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, that was just a side thought that I wanted to throw out there.
Solid.
Weird world.
Crazy world.
20 episodes.
20 episodes!
20 more!
40 more.
We'll go until we figure, you know.
Infinite more. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Cody podcast. Remember to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page. We're now on iTunes, and you can bookmark our website, thedanandcodypodcast.simplecast.fm.
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody play the tough guy to shoot, all right?